We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We'll spend the rest of the hour here chatting with Raleigh County Commissioner John Ford, who joins us in studio. It's good to have you back in studio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. The last time I think we spoke, we were at the Raleigh County Fair.
Uh-huh. It looks like we both have recovered well from our little pieing excursion. That was quite fun. I really enjoyed that. I was intrigued by all the detail and just the TLC everybody gave the pies and the girl that won. I think in the other competition there was the strawberry by itself, and then the other was just absolutely ecstatic. I felt really good for her. I wish everybody could have won.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing. There was many good pies, mm-hmm. and you can only pick one winner and second place, third place. But mm-hmm.
Is there a competition between the judges? Because you have a pie contest, and that's based on the pie's flavor,
correct,
characteristics. Shouldn't there be a pie judge champion as well?
I mean, I don't know.
That's something to talk to. We should mention maybe to the fair board and see if we could really.
There needs to be an eating There needs to be a consumption competition or something like that.
I think I'll take a pass on that part of it myself.
I did the first one, mm-hmm. and was apple pie.
Yes.
And I couldn't touch an apple pie for months afterwards.
I was warned by fellow commissioners and staff about that, so I planned my strategy accordingly. Thank you.
What was your strategy?
My strategy was what doctors would tell you to be in moderation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. You're the judge. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, we made it work pretty well, I thought. Maybe it helped having an extra two sets of eyes and palates there, maybe.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. No doubt.
Of course, Chris Swick was the other judge here that joined us that day, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And really, the whole fair, from my first experience of the Raleigh County Fair this year, I was very impressed. County fairs can be hit or miss sometimes in some places, but Raleigh County goes all out for it.
Having a chance to walk around beforehand, because I showed up early, I went through some of the displays and stuff and what the kids in the 4-H did with the Legos this year. Oh, wow. Full-scale church, and they did a...
That was amazing,
wasn't it? Yeah, I had to take some pictures of that. And then the kid that did the Jordy Nelson theme there with Lambeau Field and a football, and of course, the Legos really didn't look like Jordy himself, but but all together it looked really well, and those two should have definitely won. And there was other ones, the paintings and watercolor paintings and stuff there too, I thought were pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's always a great time.
Speaking of the fair, have you had a chance to get out of the state fair yet?
No. In fact, somebody asked me about that, and I said, I probably shouldn't admit this on air, but I haven't actually been to the state fair since I was a kid.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, it's probably about time to head out that way. It always seems like, of course, it happens in September, so it's right during football season, and that becomes my major focus. So maybe that's my excuse. I'm just going to stick to that.
Yeah, and I think that's the same for a lot of folks in the Manhattan area. Football mm-hmm. kind of takes precedent this time of year. Let's talk about what's going on here in Raleigh County. You guys had your meeting yesterday.
Yes.
Anything new transpire here?
We're working on, just kind of the regular set of stuff for the most part. We did get some updated financials here throughout the last part of here of 2019, some other staff updates and that sort of thing. The regular, boring stuff, if we're talking to an average person. Probably one of the things that did come up yesterday that I'm sure everybody might be curious about is obviously the inmate costs have gone up dramatically this year. That's in the event of one particular inmate that has some health concerns, and it is statutorily required, and it is a county-only expense. I do want to point out that that gets taken care of while he's under custody in Raleigh County. So that's a large increase, obviously, percentage-wise. I didn't catch what it was, but large enough that it's going to outdo probably the pool that we have set aside for that and substantial costs in comparison to the other years. And it's a hit-and-miss scenario there, too. Some years it's not an issue. Some years we have this particular scenario play out, or we have something catastrophic that could happen. And court cases, particularly here in the last 12, 15 years, have dictated that those are taken care of by who's ever statutorily responsible for the actual incarceration. So specifically what the issue is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And if I did, it probably wouldn't be good of me to probably mention that on air. But yeah.
Yeah. And is it a inmate here from Riley County, or is it like a transfer? Or?
I believe it is from here, from Riley County. I didn't get the specifics on the actual inmate. But even if it is a transfer from some other location, or maybe part of the original fentanyl investigation that we had and that came in from someplace else, we would still actually be required to take care of that because they're in custody physically here. So.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, I think the figure was something around 1,600% of the increase.
Yeah, the last couple of years we've been pretty good about not having any issues there. So when you take what's occurring now and then kind of compare it to what has occurred over the last few years, you'd see a very large increase. We're covered at the moment for that. As we get throughout the year, we may need to use some of that pool coverage and maybe separate part of the budget or something to kind of offset that. So, and we'll have to deal with that as it comes up. So,
well, and that's why you try to save as much money as you can.
Correct. Absolutely.
Well, and so that's that was maybe the big ticket item here yesterday. I know there was some good recognition for some folks as well. Cindy Vellante, one of them.
Yes, got a nomination on the. It's a long name board, and it's not coming to me right at the moment there.
I think I have it here. Workers' Compensation and Employment Security Board's Nominating Committee.
Yeah, long name, isn't it?
Yeah,
she'll do a wonderful job. Her background and experience will be good in nominating the right people to take care of worker comp issues, not just obviously in Riley County and the Flint Hills region, but throughout the entire state. So we're very, very happy to have her on there. She's very thrilled and honored to be on there. And for me, it's good to have somebody from Riley County stepping up at that level and being able to help out. It says as much about our people as the prime example of what we have. So.
Yeah, well, good for her. And anytime you're appointed by the governor, you're doing something right.
And governor had kind words for her, as she should have. So yes.
The other item here from yesterday's meeting had to do with credit card policies.
Yeah, in our latest audit, there was just some concerns, I guess, with how employees of the county kind of use either the P card that's actually issued to them or their own personal card. You can fill out an expense sheet separately, if you're using your own personal card or whatnot, but we're trying to get them to move to the P card because, one, we get some deductions and some things back for using that, and two, it's easier to track sales tax expenses, which we're supposed to be exempt from when people are out and about and on the road. So that was something that came up in the audit. There wasn't really a whole lot of issues with that, but that was one of their concerns, that there could be some discrepancies in future reporting. So we're going through the process of trying to tighten that up and make it a little bit more efficient. And in the process, too, it makes the recording and reporting of that a lot easier as well if you're just, on the one. There'll be some exceptions there. Mm-hmm. If you have a new employee and they're immediately out and about or something and hadn't had a card issued, there'll be some exceptions, built within it. But that's something that we're going to try to shift to and make sure that everybody is using. So.
Okay. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Riley County Commissioner John Ford when we return on InFocus.